I want to talk about one of my favorite things. We're going to start. Remember, this is discipleship class. Do you remember that? Even though some of you have been discipled, some of you haven't. And how many of you know this? I've been a senior pastor for 23 years. How crazy is that? That's pretty crazy. And do you know every time I get in God's Word, I learn something different? Tonight, if you've been discipled and you would consider yourself a mature Christian, I bet you that if you'll put your heart into it, you'll gain something out of this Bible study tonight. Amen? So I want to talk tonight. I want to start talking about faith because I'm a faith guy. I don't know if it's because I'm just crazy or what. But I think crazy has a lot to do with it. I really do. But now faith, according to the Word of God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? Substance is got something to it. This pulpit has substance. And faith, to define faith, in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith, and I think now there is not just something that ties chapter 10 to chapter 11. I think that it could be now faith. Faith for now. Right now. Now faith. Amen? Because how many of you know we don't need yesterday faith? And tomorrow faith, you know, I've got faith for tomorrow because I've got faith that God's going to build that building sometime tomorrow. But I need faith for right now. And so Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Augustine, one of the great old timers from years and years and years gone by, Augustine said, faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. I'll say that again. Faith is to believe what we do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what we believe. How many of you have ever seen Jesus? I mean, just bam, he's there, he shows up. See, most of us haven't. Some I think have, some I know have. But I've not seen Jesus. Well, then how do you know he's real? Because I've felt him, I've experienced him. By faith, I know Jesus is real. So I believe what I don't see. And the reward is one day, Anthony, one day we're going to stand before him. One day we're going to be able to touch that we have believed by faith all these years. One day we're going to see and we're going to touch. Two words describe faith. Substance and evidence. Two words describe faith. Substance and evidence. Faith starts with believing in God's character. What is God's character? I think you could wrap up God's character is love. His character is love. It's steadfastness. It's what I can't even put to words to define or describe God's character. But suffice it to say, faith starts with believing in the character of God, and that is this: He is who He says He is. Righteousness and truth is the foundation of God's throne. That describes who God is, but He's so much more than that. But man, we got to start somewhere with our little pea brains, and that's a good place to start. Oh yeah, it's on the wall over there. Faith starts with believing in God's character. Faith culminates with believing in God's promises. See, I'm trying to build up to this. I'm trying to lay some foundation for you about faith. So if faith starts with believing in God's character, then faith culminates with believing in God's promises. In His character is, He is who He says He is, and believing in His promises that He will do what He said He will do. The question is, for us tonight, do we believe that? Because your faith fails as soon as you let unbelief come in.
Hello?
When you begin to let unbelief come in, we got to stand against unbelief. He will do what He says He will do. When we believe that God will fulfill His promises, even though we don't see any of the evidence yet, we still demonstrate true faith. How do I know? How do I know, Mike? Because I go back to the definition, and the definition is now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's how I know. I can go back to that because that doesn't ever change. What's in front of me might change, but that doesn't ever change. And so whether I see the result of my faith, whether I see the manifestation, Harry, of my faith, whether I can touch it or receive it today, doesn't mean that it ain't going to show up tomorrow. And tomorrow I might be able to see it and touch it if I hold on to my faith today. I can't tell you how many opportunities I've had to walk away, not only from ministry, but to walk away from my relationship with the Lord and all of that. I mean, and just walk away from it. Because it gets heavy sometimes. Sometimes people come against you. I've had that. Sometimes I've just been stupid and my own self and my flesh has gotten away and disqualified me to some degree. And in those moments, the enemy's right there. You know what? You just will give up. You just as well give up. But there's just something inside of me that just doesn't, I just don't cotton to that. And so by faith, I just keep getting up. Sometimes I feel like I'm whack-a-mole. Anybody ever play whack-a-mole? I feel like sometimes I'm the mole. Every time you stick your head up, bam! But he just keeps sticking his head up. When we believe that God will fulfill His promises, even though we don't yet see any evidence, we demonstrate true faith. The substance of things hoped for means the person has complete confidence that God will fulfill His promise. So I got to ask these questions. Do you have complete confidence? You can't argue with that. Why would you want to? Because this is the promise, and I'm standing on the promise. And I shall not be moved. I've got complete confidence that God will fulfill His promise. I remember one time when we first went to Utah, and there was, remember when you went under I-15 and that trailer park was there on the left-hand side in Washington, and then they tore it all down and built all that mess in there? And there was a lady and her husband and her kid lived in there, and she got brain cancer. Do you remember this? She got brain cancer, and man, she would not shut up about the things of the Lord. And they took her to the LDS hospital in Salt Lake, to the University of Utah Hospital in Salt Lake, and she wouldn't shut up about Jesus. And she was telling everybody in there that, because I went there, I went with her up there, and we prayed, and I remember I made a phone call, and I called somebody, and I said, listen, I'm in Salt Lake, I'm praying for this lady, she's going to have, you know, she's got brain cancer, and the doctors say she's going to die, but by faith we're believing God's going to heal her, and she believes absolutely that God's not done with her, that God's going to heal her, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just need you to pray. And the person on the other end of the phone said this, well, what if God doesn't heal her? And I said, oh, I got news for you. He's going to heal her. There's no question. She's going to be healed. She'll either be healed on this side of heaven or when she gets there. But she's going to be healed. That's not a question. And she did die. But she died telling everybody that would stop long enough for her to tell about Jesus and about what He was and what He stood for, and that she was going to be healed. She just never quit saying it. The evidence, the substance of things hoped for, means the person has confidence that God will fulfill His promise. Oftentimes, we think of the word hope in terms of uncertain desire. How many of you believe that? How many of you know that you can look in your mind probably around lunchtime at hope? I hope they hurry up and bring my lunch. Hope of uncertain desire. I hope it doesn't rain on Saturday. I hope I do well on this test. But for you and I as believers, listen. Michelle's going to put this on the screen. You can write it down if you want. It's probably in your book. I don't know because I don't have mine right here in front of me. But hope is a desire based on assurance. And the assurance is based on, and we go back to the start of the lesson, it is based on God's character. Isn't that amazing? Hope is a desire based on assurance. Lewis, we have assurance. We have assurance, and the assurance is based on the unwavering character of God. He doesn't change. Ever. The evidence of things not seen means that the person believes in the reality of something that you and I cannot see, cannot taste, cannot hear, cannot even touch. The things not seen include eternal life. I, by faith, believe that I'm living eternally right now. I believe it. Without a doubt. I believe the unsaved people are living just as eternally as I am. They're just going to be in a different section. Smoking or non-smoking, you decide. I believe in eternal life. I believe in future rewards. I believe in a place called heaven. tried to describe heaven before, and it's just, there's no point in it, because it ain't going to be what I think it's going to be. It's going to be so much more than anything you and I could come up with. Faith regards these to be as real as what can be perceived with the senses. You said, Kathy, tonight at the piano, that the other night in your sleep, you entered into worship that moved you, and you were a part of it. It wasn't you just was thinking about it. You actually woke up and were worshiping. So it's as real as what can be perceived. When you're having a dream and you wake up, well, Laverne did it at men's retreat. Because we've been talking, and God has put this on his heart about Nineveh and about America, repent. And he just blurts it out in the middle of the night. Just brrrt. Everybody in the room had already repented. But it was so on his heart, so part of his spirit and what God's doing in him. It just had to come out. It just had to. It was real to him. Faith means that if God promised something, he's going to fulfill that promise. See, faith allows you and I as Christians to make God-honoring decisions based on, listen, unseen realities. Let me say that again. Faith allows you and I as Christians to make God-honoring decisions based on unseen realities. How does that work? Well, I'm believing for this. I can't see it happen yet. I'm believing for a building out there in the parking lot. I can't see it yet, but I can see it in my mind. I can see kind of what it's going to be on the wall over there, but to physically see it out there, I can't see it. So how would you define faith? The Bible defines faith as now faith is the substance and so forth and so on. How would you define faith? What's that? To trust in God to do what you and I can't do. Can I just tell you something tonight that is vital? Because if you can do it, you don't need faith. Think about that. When we bought our first building in St. George, they said you can't buy it. You haven't been established long enough. You don't have the tithing base to fulfill that kind of a ministry. They said the third strike is there's not a bank in town or in the world or anywhere that would take this on because you're not established long enough. And they said, we just don't see it happening. And I said this question, Michael, verify this for me. I said this. I said, well, can we just pursue it until God shuts the door? How could they say no to that? They said, go for it. And God just didn't shut the door. It's just amazing what God will do when we step out in faith. Because our idea was, and our stance was, that if you and I, and my bookkeeper's name was Phil, and I love him, I still communicate with him. He's a great, great guy. And he said, Pastor, he said, I don't see any way in the world how this is going to work out. Because he's a number cruncher. He's an accountant. And an accountant wants this lower right-hand corner. Right, Glenda? it's this one over here. That corner has got to be in the black. Got to make sure. It's got to work out over here in this corner. And he said, Pastor, I just don't see how that is ever going to work out. And I said, that's a great place for us to be. Well, what do you mean? I said, because if you and I can figure out how to make it come out in the lower right-hand corner, it ain't faith. And I said, the Bible said that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we want to please God, don't we, Phil? Don't we, Phil? Well, yes, Pastor, we do. I said, well, let's take the plunge. And we all jumped in. Our first buildings that we rented with me and Mike and Kathy's. I love telling these stories. You know why? Because every one of them was an act of faith, a step of faith. We had a handful of people, literally. And we said, listen, this thing's starting to grow. It's going to grow so big. We ain't going to be able to fit in your house anymore. We need a place to have church. And so Mike and I started looking around. And we found two suites in a very... They were plush, weren't they? They were plush. Do you know what plush means? They were to-do. Fancy. They had fountains and palm trees and an elevator. And the price was great. And so we just signed our name. I signed my name to it about, what was it, like $4,200 or something like that? For two suites, because we had to have two of them because one of them wasn't big enough. One of them was the sanctuary. The other one was for children's church and Sunday school and all that stuff. So we had to get two of them. So by faith, I just signed my name. Mike said, listen, if nobody else does, we're going to stand with you. And our wife said, you guys are nuts. You know what you said? You're crazy. We can't afford that. But can I just stand before you today and tell you that God never missed a payment? Not one time. And in the midst of all of that, we bought 100 chairs, just like, well, way better than these chairs, actually. Very nice chairs. The people from Houston came to see what we were doing. They said, how'd you get these chairs? I said, by faith. We just bought them. Paid cash. They said, well, we want to buy you 100 more. And we said, we'll let you. Go ahead. Ship them right here. And they did. Faith. Faith works, church. If you're not exercising your faith, if you're not stepping out in faith, you're not going to please God. We've got to take some radical steps of faith. We have to trust God. Trust in God to do what you and I can't. We couldn't afford that stuff. We couldn't afford the church. We couldn't afford this church. But God just shows up and makes things happen because that's who He is and that's what He does. And I'm completely out of time. I can't even believe it. I was just getting wound up good. Huh? You haven't got all your blanks. What in the world have you been doing back there, Mavis? For crying out loud. Oh, never mind. I see who you're sitting by. Never mind. That answers it all right there. Well, I got news for you. I haven't gone through but one page of six pages of notes. So it's okay for you to not be ahead of the pastor. All right? So just hang on, sister. Listen, my desire is not to stand before you and lecture. I don't want to just stand here and just read line by line. I want God to speak through me to you to give illustrations. And I know most of you have heard all my illustrations five or six times over, if not ten. But it makes me feel good to be able to tell what God has done. And sometimes we just need to hear it. Amen. Because it's happened for us. And listen, I wasn't nobody special. I'm today not anybody special. Period. I'm just simply somebody that said, God, if you can use me, what's the song? If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And you know what happened? He took me up on it. And here I am. And you, huh? I believe. If we can't believe, we're lost. Yeah.
And he's the one that has the faith. When we're faithless, he's faithful.
Because he's in us. Scout, brother, you're about to get healed now. You're about to get hands laid on you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you just say crackers? I'm a saltine. I just want you to know, in the cracker family, I'm a saltine. All right? Because the Bible said I'm to be the salt of the earth. Listen, if we don't have faith, we're just... You ever ate French fries with no salt? What? They're terrible. Who in the world wants to eat? Well, I got, you know, and listen, if you have heart and high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff, I'm not advocating salt. I'm just saying, just don't eat French fries if you can't have salt on them, all right? Because that's bad. Salt, we're to be the flavor. We're to add flavor, Dennis. No, Jesus did. I was just the instrument. That's not up to me. You're sitting on two different sides of the aisle here tonight, okay? So... Yeah. Yes, amen. Well, I have to stop, okay? We stopped on where does faith come from, and we're going to get into that next week. Okay? Wow. See, Mavis, you're learning already. You're taking a step of by faith. Next week I'm going to fill in all my blanks. Man, I'll tell you, that would make any teacher proud. You know it? But with the right answers. Amen. Listen. Here's the challenge for the rest of the week and on into till next week. Ask God to help you to take a step of faith in some area of your life. Maybe there's something in your life that you're struggling with and you're battling against or whatever the case may be. And you maybe have tried to work it all out and you just can't. God, by faith, I'm going to begin to see. I'm going to begin to see by faith this thing that I'm looking for. And I can look at several of you in here and I know enough about you and some of the things that you're going through that I can help you with your faith, man. I can help you with what you need, amen? But I'm not going to do it. It's up to you. Because it's your faith. It's your situation. It's your walk with the Lord, amen? Father, I thank you for this precious group of people tonight, Lord. And I pray, God, that your word would become very real in our spirit, in our souls, and in our lives, Lord. And I pray, God, that we wouldn't just be sitting here tonight and listening to a Bible study, but that, Lord, you would begin to impart into us, oh God, your word, your faith, your life, your character, oh God. Lord, that we walk out of these doors changed people. Not saved, we're already saved. I'm talking about being changed by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word. We're hearing His Word. Don't be hearers only, but with the hearing, be a doer. God, let it be done for your glory and for your honor, and we'll be careful to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, God bless you. Thanks for sitting through me tonight and through this Bible study. Women tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Men Friday night, 6:30 right here. Church on Sunday. Amen. God bless you. God go with you. Have a